When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Welcome to the Speaking Podcast. We are speaking weddings today. My name is Jessica Gibson. I'm with my co-host, Kristen Accardi, and you are leaving on your bachelorette party this weekend.
I am, very soon, like in a few-ish hours, days, I don't know, but it's happening. It's happening so fast.
What's the plan?
The plan is we are going to Boston with one day trip to Salem,
since it is
Halloween.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I was going to say that I thought you were going to spend a whole weekend in Salem. I was like, I feel like you could just do like a day there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. One day trip. They have like a street fair going on, you know, drinks and that part.
You.
I'm good. I'm OK with that. Obviously, there is drama because, of course, there is. And I don't like the itinerary that was put together.
Oh, man.
For my bachelorette
that
party.
That sounds so like you. Like, let me see how I can improve this.
I feel bad. But like,
I gave them
instructions. And maybe that's the wrong word to use. But I told them different things that I wanted to do. And they're kind of not on the list.
They did not follow your lead.
They did not. No. Salem is basically the only thing.
Oh, man. They should not have given you the itinerary.
Well, I think it would have been worse if I got there and I was like, hey, okay, I'm ready to go to the Celtics game and we're not going.
Are you going to a Celtics game?
We are not. No, we're still not going. We'll go to a bar to watch the game because it's the home opener. I'm a big Celtics fan.
Are you a Celtics fan?
I am. I'm a huge Celtics fan. I have been since I was a kid for a very long time. But, you know, obviously living here, I don't get to see them play in person often. But I don't know. Did you have this problem during your bachelorette? I mean, were there certain things you wanted to do that you didn't get to do? Like, how did yours go?
I'm trying to think of, like, how it went down because I think we're so different. Like, our whole planning, like, is just completely opposite. But I feel like I came back and I told you, like, just plan it all yourself because it's, like, that way you get exactly what you want.
And you were right.
Yeah.
I did not listen.
Everyone, it's like really hard to organize that many people. And then they're just trying to think of what you'd like, which like they're not you. They don't know what's in your head.
Right. And I get it. And I know they all come from a good place. The problem is that a lot of them are partiers. And I'm not 25. I'm 31. I can't party like that anymore.
Well,
there's just no way I can do day drinking for 4 days straight. I just can't do it.
And what did I say when we were talking about this earlier? Yeah, but they want to.
I know. So it's funny because you sound exactly like my mother. I was telling my mother this issue and she said, you know what, Kristen? Too bad. You have to go along for the ride because they're the ones who planned it.
Yeah. I mean, they want to drink all day. You got to worry about what they want too.
I get that, but it's my bachelorette.
So I went to a bachelorette this weekend. Okay. I've got my Nola hat.
Yeah, it's super cute.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
And I was sitting there thinking the whole time, I wouldn't mind if we went to like a spa for an afternoon. Yeah, I could have gone for a massage or something. But
who plans the bachelorette? The bride?
No, the bride didn't do too much planning.
Okay.
It was kind of kept secret from her, but so we got back late last night and she's on the couch right now. If you want to call her and see if...
Can we?
Oh my God.
Oh, we should.
I'm
we
so
totally
happy I
should.
I took off from work today.
How long were you there for?
We got in early Friday morning.
Okay.
So Friday night was kind of like hard to stay up because we had one of those flights that lands at like, you know, it leaves at 5 a.m. type of thing.
Right.
So you have to get up at 3 in the morning to make your flight. Okay. And then we landed at like 9 a.m. So then we started drinking immediately.
Of course.
And stayed out until midnight or whatever.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It was a long Friday. And then Saturday was a beautiful day and the weather cleared up. New Orleans is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was very different from how I remembered it last time. There was like, I don't know, A lot of people.
Did you just drink the whole time you were there? Did you go out and drink?
Are you impressed I'm standing here right now?
I am very impressed.
I'm sort of disappointed. I wish I was a little bit more laid up on the couch. I really bounced back from this. Actually, I wasn't feeling well the first day, so I didn't drink as much.
You came in, though, like nothing. Like you were, oh, I have a day off, you know, like, yeah, let's record a podcast. Like, yeah. And then you were like, oh, I didn't get until midnight and I'm kind of struggling. I'm like, you are? Because you look great.
Thank you.
Like, I don't look like that when I'm struggling.
I wanted to call.
Let's try to call her. Was she happy? Did she have fun?
Oh, it was very drama-free. Everyone got along. All her friends are awesome.
I want one of those. It's not going to happen.
Oh, man. How many girls do you have going?
Seven. Yeah.
That's a good number.
Only seven. Yeah.
It's manageable.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to invite too many people because 13 sounds like a lot. But clearly you guys had it under control.
I knew a lot of the people going. And then there was just like some relatives that I hadn't met before.
Right. Oh, she's not having it.
Oh, man.
I don't blame her. You guys got in so late.
Yeah, so we got in at midnight after a full weekend of nonstop drinking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
So
you don't want to drink all weekend.
Not all weekend, uh-huh. No. And you know, like I said, we're going to Salem for one day, mm-hmm. which will be fun, mm-hmm. you know, with the street fairs and, you know, whatever else.
It's a very witchy town.
Yeah, especially, it's Halloween. Like, where else in America would you even go, you know, for Halloween? It's pretty cool.
Well, that's why we went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like, my friend's got, like, the same type of thing where she loves Halloween.
Right.
And so, yeah, New Orleans was, like, very full of spirits.
Right. Absolutely. Kylie Moore just walked in through the door.
Sorry.
No, wait, that's okay.
Wait.
Kylie, come join us for 2 seconds because I know you have to get back to producing.
What's going on?
You have been to bachelorette parties.
God, good Lord, have I.
Have you planned, like, you and the bridesmaids and the friends, or has the bride ever dictated what she wanted to do and taken over the plans?
I wouldn't say dictated, but she certainly knew what she wanted and made sure it happened.
And you went along with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's her night.
See?
It's probably more helpful when the bride knows what she wants instead of saying,
but when you
do whatever.
Tell your bridesmaids what you want and then they don't follow through, there is an issue.
Oh, man.
Is that not the...
I don't know. I got my rough itinerary, quote unquote, rough itinerary. Oh. And there was like one thing out of the five I requested.
Why would it be a rough itinerary if you're leaving this weekend?
I don't know. That's another problem.
Down and solid by that point.
That's clearly an issue. It's like no reservations made. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point where, okay, fine, I'm not going to stress about it and I'm going to go along with it because I'm sure whatever they do have planned, it's going to be great. I just can't drink like I used to. Everybody else can, and they're going to expect me to be drunk for 4 days.
Oh, man.
It's just not going to happen.
Okay, this is what... Here's Crystal on the phone.
Oh, Crystal.
Hello.
Hi, have you ever met Kristen?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't believe I had the pleasure.
Angel and Princess. Well, we're talking about how Kristen doesn't want to be drinking the entire weekend while she's going to Boston and a day in Salem for her bachelorette.
Well, you say that now, but then when you get up there, I think it's going to change pretty quick.
That's so true. I didn't think of that. That is true.
Yeah. Well, I would say my recommendation is to have at least like one planned activity where it's not focused around drinking, but most likely when you're up there, you're going to be like, I wish I had a drink right now. Let's go to the closest bar immediately after this.
Yeah. But, I said she's got to worry about everyone else. Like, they all want to go be drinking the entire time. So...
Yeah, and plus you're in Boston, too. It's like one of the greatest beer cities in the world. So I'll have a little Sam Adams. And then I don't remember if you can like walk through like the streets either with beers. Like when we were in New Orleans, you could do that. And I think that was like one of the highlights of our trips, right? Like just being able to have like a cup in the street. Like,
yeah.
Walking around with your drink.
I should have went there.
It's going to be such an adjustment not being able to walk the streets with beer in my hand.
Actually having to behave on the streets now.
I feel like we were dancing in the streets the entire time. Like there was just music everywhere.
See, it's a different vibe.
Everywhere, just like such interesting people everywhere. It's like every couple hundred feet, there's like somebody with like a cool animal or doing some sort of like tricks or like, I don't know, selling like art. Like New Orleans is such a cool city, but.
But that's the thing. I feel like it's such a different vibe that like if I was down there for that too, like I would probably be drunk for 4 days, 1000%, and probably sound like Crystal right now because you sound amazing. But I don't know.
I'm I'm not confident that the alcohol has left my system yet. There's a chance I still might be drunk, but today is just a struggle. But you know what? I wouldn't change it for anything.
Exactly.
We made the most of our time down there. We made Nola a bitch, that's for sure.
Thank you for inviting me on your bachelorette. I had so much fun.
Oh my gosh, Jess, you made the trip too. You were the star of the show.
It was so
all
much
my
fun.
Friends are.
Everyone got along. Everyone got along so well.
Yeah, everybody has great personalities too and added something different to the group. I couldn't have asked for a better trip and a better group of girls.
Aww.
So much fun.
Crystal, you're describing my dream bachelorette right now.
To just show you the pictures, it was literally, I had two moments where I started like tear up. I was just so overwhelmed with like emotions because everything was perfect. Like I had like an idea, like I'm so into like the spooky like witch culture and like New Orleans and like French like culture, and I wanted something like around the Halloween time, you know, where we could like maybe dress up a little bit and it would just have that like spooky like vibe to it. And the girls like knocked it out of the park. Like even like the decor in the room, we had like spider cobwebs.
That's so
everywhere.
Cool.
We had like purple and orange blinking lights. Like there's spiders everywhere. It was just so cool. And then every place that we went to, like the bars and the restaurants and stuff, they all had like their Halloween decorations out. There were skeletons hanging from the ceiling, big like rats in the corner. Like sounds really gross, but it was really awesome. It's just the whole entire weekend had like a clear like Halloween, like super spooky, eerie like vibe. And plus you're in like one of the oldest cities in America too. Like
yeah.
Just naturally, like it's like a haunted town, which I think
cool.
Salem, you're going to love that.
Yeah.
I remember going up there for Halloween too a couple of years ago. Actually, Jess, were you there? Yeah, you went with.
Yeah, we did the same like Boston trip and then a day trip to Salem.
Yeah. So I remember they like pump smoke out in the streets and like everybody's dressed up like a witch and they have like fortune tellers on the street and you can walk through the cemeteries. Like you literally feel like you're in a Halloween town. It's so cool.
That's so awesome.
You're
that is so
laugh.
Cool. I feel like such a bridezilla listening to Crystal. Like I feel like I'm complaining and she's not and I'm like, oh man.
No. You're gonna get up there and then you're gonna like completely relax and be like, you know what? Anywhere I'm with my girlfriends, it's going to be like amazing. What
you're
are
right.
you nervous about?
I'm nervous about having someone, like even if it's one person, just not having a good time.
Aww.
Like that's my biggest worry.
No, don't say that. You're going to have an amazing time. You have to trust the process. So I was like,
from Philly, aren't you?
Like, biggest control freak ever. So like, I was like constantly every single day, like IMing my friends and texting them, like, do you think about this? Can we do this? Should I buy this for the girls? And they were like, stop talking to us. We got it covered.
That's what everyone's
also,
saying
like,
to me
exactly
too.
Exactly what I like, and they picked out everything that I would have picked out too. And they even made the joke like every time I send them something, they're removing it from the list because they already had it on there. So they were like kind of enjoying torturing me a little bit. But if your friends know you, and I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they, you know, just want it to be the best trip of your life, well, they got you covered. Just gotta relax a little bit.
Well said. Well said. Yeah. I'm gonna take that advice. I am. I'm just gonna let it happen.
Are you relaxing now, Crystal?
Oh my God. I don't know what's happening with me right now. Like, I feel like I've been just nauseous all day. I definitely do not know how you're functioning in a workplace environment right now because I've been just like on the couch, like in a robe under like five blankets, like trying to like hide from the light all day.
Sign of a good time.
Yeah.
A sign of a very good time.
Yeah. It's a struggle, that's for sure. But it's all worth it.
Crystal, when are you getting married?
Oh, well, we're actually eloping in February in the French Alps. So
oh my gosh.
It's a little bit
amazing.
A non-traditional like thing to do. And we're going to have like a small legal ceremony here and then also like a barbecue when we get back home so we can celebrate with all of our friends and family. But we're, like I said, we're like obsessed with like French culture. And we got engaged in the Swiss Alps. So we were like, you know what? Let's go and say our vows on the French side.
That is absolutely amazing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
That's so awesome.
So it's a couple months away, but I wanted to do the bachelorette party when it was like, you know, warmer and of course like by Halloween. And then, I mean, I don't know how people do bachelorette parties like back to back with their wedding because I feel like I need like a whole month to recover.
Amen to that. That is so amazing. I'm glad you had so much fun.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for calling in. I'll talk to you later. Love you.
Have fun, lady.
Bye.
And congratulations to you too, Kristen. Thank you. I can't wait to hear about your trip.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
So,
all right.
She's doing good.
She is.
She had a good weekend.
Clearly, she had a great weekend. That's, you know what? I feel better hearing that.
Oh, good.
I do. And I do need to kind of calm down, just let things happen, because she's right. If my friends know me, which they do, everything's going to be fine. And they're going to plan a very fun trip.
And they want the best
man.
For you.
I know. I'm a control freak. Yeah. That's my problem.
It's good that you have a good gap of time between your bachelorette party and the wedding.
Absolutely.
I think you only had like 3 weeks to bounce back. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And the only thing in between are the holidays. But I mean, still.
Yeah.
It's, you know, no worries. I already told everyone no one's getting Christmas gifts this year.
Do you have gifts for them for going on the bachelorette?
I do. I did buy something. And I spoke to my maid of honor about it. She doesn't know what I bought, but because she put together like a quote unquote survival kit.
Yeah.
So, you know, with Advil and this. And right, I wanted to make sure I didn't get the same things that she did. But what I did was I put a little like bag together, and the bag say like Bride Tribe, and like mine says Bride. And I got like I went to like Bath and Body Works and got, you know, like lotion and shower gel and a loofah.
Oh, perfect.
That kind of stuff.
You don't even have to pack that stuff.
Right. Right. Exactly. Because, you know, somebody's going to forget it.
Yeah.
So I bought them stuff like that, you know, face mask and, you know, face wash and whatever. And then I went to the liquor store and bought like the little bottles of Tito's.
Ooh.
Vodka. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually have a present for you today.
Do you?
Yes. Speaking of Tito's, because they were on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
But
it did drop, yes.
I have
it
some fanny packs from the Bachelorette weekend. I figured I would pass the torch.
No way. All right.
Fanny packs while you're drinking all day are awesome to
Absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Two beers and have your cell phone and everything ready to go.
For real. Thank you so much. This is amazing. Totally going to rock these Tito's fanny packs. Hell yeah. I'm excited. I am excited, right? Yes, I'm excited.
It'll be great.
It's going to be fun. It is going to be a fun time.
Do you guys have t-shirts?
I think so, because I remember one of them asking me like 5 months ago what my shirt size was. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to assume. Mm-hmm. They won't tell me anything.
So I'm just thinking of like...
Like decoration-wise and stuff.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
Right.
That's the thing. So I'm going to be very surprised on that end. Do you want to know how I'm getting there?
How?
I'm driving myself.
And who else is going?
Well, I'm driving myself and both of my maids of honor.
Okay.
Everybody else is either taking a train or flying in.
Yeah.
But no one offered to drive me.
Oh, man, you should have gotten a train ticket.
I know.
It's so much fun to sit on the train and go up to Boston. I've done it a bunch of times.
I know, but now we're so into fancy. This, like, okay, mate, like a road trip playlist, and I got, you know, an oil change. And
plus, you need a car. I forgot to go to Salem.
We're
going to
take the train.
It'll be, oh, really? You
yeah.
can do that?
Yeah, we're staying downtown Boston. There's a train, and it's only a half hour to Salem. Mm-hmm. Because apparently there's no parking in Salem during this street festival. They close down all the streets.
Oh. You're going to have such a good time.
I know. We are, right? Yes. Okay. I need to trust them.
Trust the process.
I know. And the last thing, I've been saying this since we got engaged. Mm-hmm. I do not want to be a bridezilla. And it's like, as we get closer, I keep stopping myself because I'm like...
Just work on it.
Yeah, I have to. I have to like, you know, give myself a pep talk every time I'm like, I don't want that. And I'm like, calm down. Don't worry. Just calm down. Figure it out.
Where else were you going to go? Are you glad you're not going to...
We were
going
to go to New Orleans.
You were going to go to New Orleans.
Yeah, we were originally going to go to New Orleans.
It's very Halloween town.
Yes. Yes, we were originally going to go there. But we had different dates. Mm-hmm. And I think because of, you know, the flying and then the price of flying and then who couldn't go and who wanted to take off and who couldn't take off. And it got too confusing and complicated.
That would have been so funny if we were in New Orleans at the same time.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I can. I feel like it almost happened.
But after all that, I just decided to stay a little more local, but still far away, because it is 5 hours, however long it's going to take.
Yeah. So what is in the itinerary that you've seen so far? Are you going to Harpoon Brewery, my favorite place?
No.
The Oyster House for clam chowder.
Maybe that, I don't know. There weren't specific like restaurants listed. Mm-hmm. So that stuff they took care of.
Yeah.
But there was a brunch somewhere. This like Saturday was just like, it was wake up with mimosas, then go to brunch for unlimited mimosas, mm-hmm. then go on a pub crawl from noon to 8 p.m. And then at night, we would like go back, I guess, get ready and go out to this like club or something. But the problem is that the club we're going to go to Saturday night is the first like bar we start at on the pub crawl. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why do I want to go there twice? So I nixed the pub crawl.
Oh, we absolutely like went to the same places twice.
Did you?
Yeah. We went out all day and like hopped around Bourbon Street and then we came home, had dinner and then went out again. And we went back to the same places, even though there is a full bar of streets. Like, I don't know. Everyone just wanted to go back to the same places.
That's so interesting.
They knew it would be fun.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I nixed the pub crawl. And because I said there was nowhere in there to like go shopping at Quincy Market. And mm-hmm. that's like one of the things I really wanted to do, which mm-hmm. isn't going to take 8 hours. It's going to take a few hours.
You do a lunch there and everyone can like pick up what they want
right.
for lunch.
Exactly. We do lunch. We'll shop and yeah. then we can go drink. Right. Like it's like, OK, we don't have to do the pub crawl. So I also wanted to be careful with, again, I don't know why I'm like this, but I wanted to be careful with how much money everybody was spending because they already spent so much money. And mm-hmm. I'm the only one worried about that. Everyone else is like, who cares? We're going to do whatever. Who cares how much it costs? But I don't know. I'm just yeah. that type of person.
They're
I
wanna already be like, in it.
I know. And I'm just like, no, like, we don't have to spend. We don't have to go there, you know, cost money. And not that I'm worried about money. I just feel bad asking them to spend all this money on something for me. You
they're
know what
already,
I mean?
They're already committed. They are for it. I have to show you a bunch of pictures from the weekend.
I want to see them. Oh I God. Definitely want to see them. Absolutely.
I'm trying to think. We went to a burlesque.
Oh, you did?
Brunch. It was called Legs and Eggs.
That is funny.
That was something.
I'm sure it was.
And then I feel like, and we didn't, you know, when you're drinking all day, you can't really stay out all night too. In Boston, right. it'll be good because oh, the whole town kind of closes down by 2 o'clock.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it is 2 o'clock, right? Yeah, 3.
At, like at the latest. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, that's a good bedtime, I think.
Yeah.
So I used to go to bed at like 9 p.m. to get
How
up for the morning show.
How many bachelorette parties have you been to?
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah. All my friends are married. I'm like the last one. I'm like I'm the last one. So that's the thing, too. I've been through it all. I've been on the other side. I've been the bridesmaid or planning, you know, bachelorettes. And there's just always drama for some reason.
No.
At like every single bachelorette I've been to. Either someone gets too drunk, who takes their wedding ring off and wants to go somewhere else, who it's just insane. It's crazy. It's always crazy. Like my friends need to control their drinking.
Okay. So you know your friends.
Oh yeah. I know my friends. Yeah. Yeah. But all in all, we always come out of it saying we've had a good time.
Have you ever been to Boston?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you're a Celtics fan,
yes,
right?
Yeah. I have family up in Boston, too.
Okay.
That's another part of the drama.
Uh-huh.
My cousin, who is my maid of honor, doesn't get along with the family, because it's her family, too, mm-hmm. With our family up in Boston. And I might have invited them out one night, and she doesn't know it yet.
Oh.
So that'll be fun.
It's Kristen's party, and then everyone else has to get on board, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So let's do what I want to do. I'm so selfish right now. I think I'm allowed to be, right?
Yeah. When are you leaving? Saturday morning?
No, Thursday morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're there for 4 days.
Oh, man.
Yeah. A full 4 days. That's what I'm saying. All they want to do is drink. It's a lot of drinking.
It'll be great. I mean, we could have stayed. Well, we were at Crystal's bachelorette. We were day drinking before we got on our flight that was at night. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of my favorite days because we were just still like trying to make the most of it.
Right. Absolutely.
So the whole time was fun.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about waking up hungover on Sunday morning and then having to drive back down to Jersey.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. But hey, here we are. YOLO, right? I've never used that word before. YOLO.
You can only live once.
Oh, man. All right. It's going to be fun.
All right. Do you feel ready?
I do. And I feel, thank you for having Crystal call. I actually feel better talking to her.
She had so much fun.
Yeah, I feel better.
Such a good weekend. Are you like packed?
No.
So I wanted to pack like a month in advance because I knew I would like get busy the last minute. Yeah. And of course, I was like throwing crap in my suitcase the last minute.
That's how I feel. And I keep checking the weather. So I'm like, it's going to be cooler than it is here, like a little bit. But is it going to rain? And then if it rains, does it like drop? Like, so far, there's only one rain day.
Yeah. Well, leave some room in your suitcase for like going shopping then.
Yeah, exactly. At least I don't have to check the bag.
Yeah, exactly. That too. All right. So I guess we should wrap it up.
Sure. Yeah. All I got to go pack for my bachelorette.
What is your Twitter handle?
At producer Kristen.
Follow at producer Kristen, Kristen Accardi. Thank you so much. And follow me on Twitter at Chasing Just Nut. And thanks for listening.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.